We're visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, a good way to start the season, a 63-35 victory over Ottawa on Friday night. You know, you got down 6-2, then won a 17-0 run, and then it all went from there. Addie Kermer had 23, Emil Bennett had 12 points. You played 14 girls, from what I remember, in our interview at halftime of the boys game on Friday night. But you know, there are still things to learn from game number one.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought we came out a lot stronger than I thought we would. So that's nice to see, because, again, I don't think our practices were great leading up to it. But the girls came out, I thought, and shot out the gate pretty quick. Had a little bit jitters early, and then I thought, man, just opened up the gate and just kind of took over pretty quickly. And that was nice to see. I think the tempo was fast. All 13 kids got in, and all 13 contributed, you know. So that's nice to be able to play 12 seniors on their home court in front of their family and friends. And it was still a good game. We got to knock down some of the fouls. We got to finish better around the rim. You know, I was a little disappointed with us early at our inability to finish easy baskets. And that just comes down to focus and calmness. And those are things that we just can't take for granted, because in a game against a tougher opponent, those are going to matter down the stretch.
You got to like what you got from your reserves, including kids that, you know, were injured last year, you know, like a Kyla Herfkins gave you good minutes, Addison Gutierrez, Tegan Baker. You got to like what you saw out of them, because Tegan had 6 points. I believe Herfkins had a bucket, and I know Gutierrez didn't score, but still, good minutes.
It was good for them. You know, I'm happy for them. They've been around since they were 7, 8 years old, I can remember. So for them to be able to be back in uniform and contribute, I think, is important. And I thought they came in, it was cool to see. They all did good things. They all did things we need them to do. And I remember looking at them a couple times, like, welcome back. And those smiles on those faces are, again, those are the moments in coaching that you remember with them. And so I thought all of our reserves did that. You know, I don't think we dropped off much. You know, anytime we subbed, I thought they maintained that energy. We may not have been pressing as much, or we changed defenses, but they still were, I thought, focused and poised down the stretch. And anytime you sub, that's what it has to be. Otherwise, subs don't get to go in. And I think that's what they understand, and that's what was good to see from them coming off the bench.
Do you feel like Emil Bennett is a little more confident this year? She had a great off season, and you know, pretty good in the preseason too, and it showed on Friday night.
Yeah, I did. You know, Emil's confidence is not something I usually question. She's a pretty confident kid, and not in a bad way. At a point guard spot, you have to be. You have to feel good about yourself to run that spot. It's a tough position, and everyone's watching you. The decisions are usually all on you, and she's in charge of getting the troops ready, and it requires a lot of confidence. So, but I do think she's got more. I think she's playing well. She's playing in our system. You know, she's really molded over these 4 years, and I think she's doing what we want her to do. And she's calling things that I want called. You know, she's running things the way we want them ran. And as a result, she's guarding well and she's shooting well. You know, I'm pretty pleased with how she's shooting. If she can shoot like that from a point guard position, that's great. And she doesn't hunt for her shot. She's truly a point guard. She's coming down to distribute, get us in our offense, man. But if she's open, she can knock that shot down. That's big for our offense.
Visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, Paul Terry Classic this week, Thursday night, Wichita Trinity, Friday night, Hayden, Saturday afternoon, Spring Hill, then next week going on the road for the first time and taking on Shawnee Mission North, and then next Friday night, you'll have Great Bend in Spartan Gymnasium, and you know, you're going to continue to see some really good teams that have improved, or maybe even a little bit stronger than what they were last year.
Yeah, you know, I think it's still a tough stretch. I think people on the surface look at our schedule and don't think much. And again, I go back to what Ottawa brought. They had a MIAA athlete. There's things you can't replicate, and that's something that we have to work hard against. And I think Great Bend, Sadie Spray is playing unbelievable right now. Great athlete. You talk about our tournament's going to be tough. You have Hayden in the mix. I mean, there's just a bunch coming down right before Christmas. So it'll be a good little stretch. We'll be able to see what else we need to work on to get us ready for Centennial League play, which will be important. But I'm excited. You know, one game, they looked fine. But, you know, can we maintain that? Can we build on that? That's kind of the question with this group.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I look forward to these next 5 games. Best of luck this weekend in the Paul Terry Classic. Best of luck next week against Shawnee Mission North and Great Bend. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you on January 2nd.
Thank you.
That is Emporia High Ladies Farting Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Nextech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.